Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heal Yourself Talk Radio with your show host, Rebecca White. Whether in your personal or professional life, Heal Yourself Talk Radio will have speakers who will be there to guide you each week on how to create abundance in your life while gaining valuable information on healing your mind, body, and spirit. While we offer advice and share our opinions, Heal Yourself Talk Radio is an advice show. Please use advice at your own discretion. Now, here's your host, Rebecca White.
Hello, and welcome back to Heal Yourself Talk Radio. This week we have Marilyn Janae with us, the creator of I Create My Body program.
Hello, Kim. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello,
Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
I just want to thank you for having me come here to contribute to the bunch of woo-woo.
Oh, you heard that, did you?
Yeah, I did. We know that woo-woo is not woo-woo.
That's right.
Well, Marilyn, we're proud to have you on here today and talk about your program called I Create My Body. And what I want to do is just give a little bit of information, and I'm not sure if you heard, but Heal Yourself Talk Radio is down right now because we exceeded our bandwidth. But we're going to have that back up shortly. So I just want to let you know, if you go looking, that's where I happened to it. We exceeded our bandwidth. Yay! So now we're waiting for them to give us more bandwidth. But anyway, the I Create My Body program is a unique lesson and mentoring experience that's based on mental technique for losing weight that prosperity mentor Marilyn Janae discovered many years ago from a great New Thought teacher. She used the technique over the decades to maintain her own perfect weight. Now, there's several wonderful testimonials from students of her program that prove its effectiveness, and now you'll be able to understand how you can lose weight in a natural, effortless way by gently shifting subconscious dominant thought. The name I Create My Body is appropriate because the program eliminates the concepts of dieting, weight, losing weight, etc. Instead, it refocuses all attention, consciously and subconsciously, on the desired result of fit, healthy body. Marilyn's the founder and creator of the Feel Free to Prosper program, and she adapted her teachings to include this body prosperity. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Well, thank you so much, and this is such a special radio show because the two hosts are familiar with my work and my teachings, mm-hmm. and Rebecca, you were an I Create My Body student successfully,
yes.
and Kim is familiar with my teachings and has carved out her own path to teach prosperity principles, so I feel very welcome and very supported.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, you are welcome.
Now, when you started this, can you give a little background about how you came into the program of I Create My Body? How did you start thinking about body prosperity?
Probably in the same way that I have developed any area of my programs, my prosperity programs, through intuition, through that inner prompting that just kind of guides us and lets us know that there's something to be done. And I've learned, over the years to really, that's part of the developing this awareness and the prosperity consciousness is to learn to tune in, to be aligned with our inner guidance or higher guidance, and to listen to those promptings. Brief background, I grew up with a mother. My mother was very overweight. She said she had thyroid problems, which may have been so. I never remember my mother taking a walk. That's interesting. Never. My younger sister, she was a twin, she was 6 years younger, I remember as a teenager was so heavy that she wouldn't leave the house. And my mother sent her up to Duke University on that famous rice diet at the time, and that she did lose a lot of weight. And I do believe in my connections with her over the years that she was bulimic. She would, when I saw her, she would always disappear after she ate. And she died not too many years ago, and the doctor, actually she fell and hit her head and went into a coma, and the doctor thought she was 20 years older than I was. That's how her body had been worn down. And I think my mother and my sister, the obesity in my family, I think inspired me. They inspired me to take care of myself. I said I am not going to be like that. I am going to be healthy, I'm going to be fit, and I will always maintain my weight. If you look at my pictures, people do not believe that I would ever have a weight issue, but the fact is I gain weight very easily. But I have conditioned my subconscious to always maintain a certain weight. So it goes to work for me. It has become my friend in helping me to maintain the goal that I set for myself. Now, when I started teaching my prosperity program, I say in my sales material that for prosperity in business, that all of the marketing, sales, know-how in the world will not help you succeed unless you have the mindset for success. And I said to myself, well, doesn't that also relate to our body prosperity as well? All of the diets, all of the exercise, all of the mechanics, all of the outer resources will not help us maintain a healthy weight if we don't have the mindset for that healthy body. So what I did is I took this technique that I learned many, many years ago from Dr. Joseph Murphy, a great New Thought teacher, for weight loss, and I combined it with my prosperity program, adapting it to the idea, to the realm of body and health and weight instead of just financial and prosperity issues. And that's what the I Create My Body program is.
Well, when you were talking about your sister and being bulimic, that brought up some memories. I don't know how many people know this. I know I shared it at one point, but not recently. When I was a teenager, I had huge issues with my body, huge issues. But I was really thin and didn't realize it until now, you know, because I look back at pictures. But I, in high school, wouldn't eat. And when I did eat, I would eat. I don't like throwing up, so I use laxatives. Not a good way to lose weight, obviously. But, you know, the whole issue stemmed from my self-esteem of myself and listening to others and listening to things that you hear on the TV. And as a teenager, you just get bombarded left and right all the time about your body. But when I was a teenager, I was 5'5 and weighed 102 pounds, and I thought I was huge. And I look back now, and there's pictures of me at my bridal shower, and I just cringe looking at the pictures. Oh, awful.
You were that thin?
Yeah. Yeah, I looked awful. I look like a walking skeleton. In fact, I won't even have those pictures out anymore. I can't look at them because I know how unhealthy I was. But then you go into other areas of your life, like after I had my children and that, and I started going the opposite direction with food. Instead of avoiding it to control what I was feeling, I started using it to control how I was feeling. And so that was a hard, too.
This is a whole different topic for another show, but I could really start talking about what the media and Hollywood does to our young women.
Yeah.
And that it's
a
really sad state when we have to set the standards, impossible standards, for the average young American woman. And I think that has a lot to do with the unfortunate body image that our young teenagers and even younger than teens, their image about their bodies.
Yes,
and that's
I
where I think parental influence, we really need to make these young women aware of what's real and what's not real and what's healthy and what's not healthy.
Well, the thing about your program that is really good is that you help people change their mindset and help looking at their body and loving it from the beginning instead of let's just focus on where you want to be. And the reason I brought up the past in that was because I wanted to also bring up the point of how you don't concentrate on actually losing weight. You concentrate on being there to be healthy and being able to just decide how you need your body to be. Now, did that make sense? I'm sorry. My mind is just going 1 mile at a minute. I'm trying to get what I'm saying. But
no,
anyway.
This is good.
Okay.
This is good. Now, that's actually an excellent point because what this is about, I mean, this is an entirely unique, different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It helps people, women, as women are especially interested, but for anyone, to use these incredible resources of their mind and spirit. We have to understand that our outside is a reflection of our inner consciousness and our mindset. And we can change and heal our inner consciousness, know how. But we need to understand that dieting is not the answer. Let me bring up, you brought up something interesting. The mindset of being a dieter. I want you to think about this. Think about this carefully. those of you who are my students, like you, Rebecca, you've grasped this. But mm-hmm. I want everyone to consider this, and it'd be a very important factor in this solution about body image and weight. If you have the mindset of being a dieter, of having to lose weight, if that is what you consistently feel like, then your subconscious keeps adjusting your habits to conform to that idea. It keeps you being a dieter or on a diet. Subconscious doesn't think or reason. It just takes orders, and those orders are your thoughts and feelings. So in other words, if you do manage to lose some weight, your core belief of being a dieter will have you gain weight again so that you can continue being a dieter, because that is what your subconscious mind thinks you are and what thinks that's what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense, because I know a lot of times, yeah. Well, when you start a new diet, your first thing is, okay, I'm starting this diet, 10 pounds will lose, and that's all you keep thinking about is, I'm going to lose that 10 pounds, I'm going to lose that 10 pounds, I'm going to do that, you know, and you just fall into that rut. And then if you happen to gain a couple pounds back, then you get discouraged. And your program helps to install new, like you say here, new seed thoughts in your subconscious. Mm-hmm. Now, just for those listeners who mm-hmm. are not fully aware of the difference between conscious and unconsciousness, can you do a brief description of the difference?
Okay. Your conscious mind is your rational thinking mind. Mm-hmm. That's how we make decisions. Our subconscious mind, our deeper mind, the subconscious keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing, controls our autonomic nervous system, and it has a perfect memory of every perfect cell in our body. It will also compulsively create for us according to the core beliefs that are instilled in it, either by ourselves or by others. Those core beliefs are based on our thoughts and feelings. And the good news is we have the amazing ability to change our thoughts and feelings to create new beliefs and new conditions. Now, I have an analogy that my students love to explain about the subconscious, the conscious and subconscious mind. Let's think of the conscious mind as the husband, the male assertive aspect of the mind, and the subconscious as the wife, the female receptive aspect. So we have a marriage of the conscious and the subconscious. And in this marriage, the husband, the conscious mind, impregnates the wife with a new seed thought, a new idea. And from this union, children are born. The children of this union of the subconscious and the conscious mind are your answered prayers, your desires that are manifested, your goals achieved. So there must be a union. There must be agreement. The conscious and the subconscious mind must agree on an idea. So the desire that you consciously have must be fully accepted at the subconscious level. There's no such thing as being partially pregnant, by the way.
Right.
So the
That's
whole
a really
point.
Good analogy, definitely.
You like that? The whole point of the subconscious conditioning is to bring your consciousness to the point of acceptance that you already are where you want to be. Then the subconscious, its nature is compulsive. It will intuitively guide you to the right food, the right exercise, the knowledge, the outside help, whatever it takes to fulfill that vision. Once it becomes pregnant with that seed thought, that baby will be born. But you have to first instill, give the mind the right message.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right.
When I started your program last year, actually I think it was about this time last year, it was just spring, and you had asked the question in the group, what's the one thing that you would really like to do that would bring you great joy while you are in this program? And my thing was, I wanted a bike. I've wanted a bike for years and just never took the initiative to get one. So I walked out to my husband and I said, you know, I want a bike. And he looked at me like, okay. That was the thing I loved as a teenager. I mean, I rode my bike everywhere. Even when I got my car, I rode it to work. I babysat and did grass and everything when I was a young teenager. And so when I finally got a job at a real place, you know, I still rode my bike because that gave me great joy. And I noticed that when I went out and got that bike, I loved it. In fact, my husband's fixing my tires tonight so I can get back on it. We got this great bike path. But where I'm going with this is your program encourages people to look at their joys in life as well, to go around with this, to go in alignment with this program. And just for those new listeners who are unfamiliar with your program, Marilyn, can you just give a little bit of information of what's involved in it and anything else that you'd like to share with the
All right. Well,
listeners?
the wonderful thing that your listeners will like is that we're not just talking, blowing smoke when we say it's effortless and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Can it really be easy and effortless to lose weight and to gain the fitness that you want and the body you want? Well, it can if you are making your subconscious, making your mind and your spirit your friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow your subconscious to be your guide and learn how the impact of our words do and our feelings do create our reality. You mentioned in the introduction that I teach that the subconscious mind acts on the dominant thought. So what we're doing with this program is we're creating a new dominant thought in the subconscious. The special techniques in the program really easily and effortlessly create a new dominant thought so that your subconscious mind becomes your friend and your guide. And it will easily and spontaneously attract to you the elements that are necessary for you to reach your goal. Now, you're not required to change anything that you're doing. So this program does not conflict with anything out there that you might be doing. You're merely going to apply very simple principles as instructed, and you're going to let your subconscious mind do the rest. Any changes in your habits or routine will be inspired from the inside out, naturally. That's why I say it's easy and effortlessly, because the nature of the subconscious is compulsive. So it's not from any willpower or forced action. So you can use the techniques along with anything else you're currently doing with respect to your weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so some lesson specifics, without, of course, giving away the proprietary lesson work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be creating specific target words. They're not affirmations, but they are target words that are based on the homework instructions that you're going to repeat at night, falling off to sleep, and several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the subconscious mind will produce the fastest and greatest results for us when the information we instill is most believable. Therefore, I have my students apply the techniques towards the goal in 20-pound increments.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy if someone has less than 20 pounds to lose. But if they have a lot more to lose, the subconscious will accept this new image more easily if we give it, if we spoon feed smaller doses instead of a larger goal all at once. So each 20-pound weight loss becomes a new believable goal for the mind. Then there are two simple affirmations, they're very powerful, that I give the students to handwrite. And handwriting is very important. There are very important instructions relating to speaking to people about your body and also your self-talk about your body and weight. Very important instructions there. We also use the principle of gratitude in a way that's not commonly known that can really miraculously speed up the results. There's also a very specific question that you ask yourself that can also lead to faster results. Because that question will conjure up the feelings of the end result. I have the students forget the scale, at least at the beginning. So you just do the homework with the confidence that you're applying scientific principles at work. Forget the scale. Scale for dieters.
Right.
You are going to become a fit, healthy person with the kind of body that you want. And then I also give some information in there about some of the legendary doctors in the field of mind-body medicine whose work supports the techniques that I provide, and a brief history of Dr. Murphy, who was the world-renowned authority on the subconscious mind, who was my greatest influence, one of my greatest influences. So that's kind of in a nutshell what the program is about. And it's speedy, it's quick, it's easy. There are no workbooks, there is not a lot of concentration. It's smooth. It's natural. It's aligned with the way we are supposed to use our minds and tap into our spirits.
And you said earlier that you can use this in conjunction with anything else that you are using, correct?
Absolutely. The subconscious is going to tell you what to do. It will draw, it will attract you, and it will compel you to do the things that are right for you,
mm-hmm.
you as an individual, that will get you to your goal. So it's, you're really kind of like going, you're swimming downstream. And you're going with the flow of intuition. Our mind is very powerful. When we recognize that and we learn to rely that we have this incredible partner in life, and the subconscious is our conduit, it's our liaison with that universal mind that knows everything. It's all knowledge, all wisdom.
No, go ahead.
I just want to say one more thing. You know, it's not even so important what I say. I always say this with my prosperity program, too. I can talk and tell you how great something is, and we can talk about the details, but you know what's more important? What's more important is the results that people get from it. That's all I care about.
Right.
If something works, I keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that is important because I know, considering that I've had weight issues my entire life, whether I went to extreme one way or the other, it wasn't until I started learning how to, like you said, reprogram new seed thoughts into my subconscious and start. I personally believe that you need to love yourself no matter where you're at in your life,
mm-hmm.
even when you decide that you need to get fit. Because if you don't love what you see now, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be harder for you because you're starting out with that self-hate, self-loathe, and you can't really start in that area. Now, I may be wrong, but for me, that's how I am. If I look in the mirror and hate myself, it doesn't matter how, what I do, it's not going to work because I just start feeling myself as not worthy of whatever I'm trying to do. So I always say, be happy with where you are. Even if you say, yeah, I'm happy with where I am right now, but I do need to tone my midsection. I do need to get more exercise in my life. That's great. So there you are. You love how you look, but you want to improve and get more tone. Like for me, I have a little bit harder issues with the toning of the stomach because of some certain operations. I don't have the muscles there anymore.
Rebecca, you are so right. You don't realize how important what you're saying is. Don't devalue what you're saying. It's remember I said about the principle of gratitude that's involved here? Well, the more grateful you are for your body, remember what we said, the subconscious will create for us based on what it believes is an existing reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to manifestation. That's the key to life right there.
Mm-hmm.
The more grateful you are for your body, the more your subconscious accepts the idea that you have a body to be grateful for, and the more it will see to it that you have a body to be grateful for. So what we really need to do, and I tell my students, it's in the program, we need to begin to recognize the miracle that our bodies are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank your body for serving you so well.
Mm-hmm.
I send my students a picture. I have also a gratitude program, but I do that in I Create My Body also. I send a picture of a man named Jim that I received in the mail from the Disabled Veterans Association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jim found peace with his body. He lost both legs and an arm in Vietnam. And I say to my students, if this man can find peace with his body and peace in his life, can't you realize how precious your body is and how important it is that you begin to thank it for all it does?
Mm-hmm.
With hardly even a conscious direction from you, look what it does for you. It's our vehicle. It's our temple that transports us through life. And so if we lose a few body parts or we have an operation or a little scar, that's inconsequential. It's insignificant.
Uh-huh.
It's an important spiritual. Let's look at it from the spiritual aspect. It's an important spiritual principle that whatever we praise and bless grows and expands and increases. So it's time we start to praise and bless our bodies, no matter what they look like, no matter where they are at this point in time, so that they will expand and increase in health and vitality in proper way. And I don't mean that they're going to expand in size. You know what I mean.
Right, right.
I just want to step in for just a second and say, just give credit to this conversation right here. This is so integral, so important, that wanted to draw our listeners' attention to what is being said. It's so fantastic to realize that as we give gratitude and what you're speaking about, expanding our greatness, expanding our beauty, expanding the peace that we have about who we are, and just totally accepting, because a lot of people, when they start studying these principles, they give so much attention to the mind and the spirit. And I'm guilty of this, of giving so much attention to the spirit and the mind that then I forget the balance of the body, the balance that we are in a natural world right now. And so it's just, for me, my heart swells as you're speaking about the importance of just being grateful about who we are in every aspect. And as we do, that true essence, our true self, just expands. And that's what you're speaking about, expanding. It's so incredible and wonderful. Thank you.
You have a way with words, Kim. I will tell you.
Well,
she
I
does.
Wanted to make
she
a
does.
Comment,
yes,
too, you. About the my husband taught me something really important, and about you were talking about gratitude of your body. There's
mm-hmm.
a big portion of my body with my first son. I gained a lot of weight, had a very difficult pregnancy, and I have huge stretch marks left from it. And a while back, I'd say a few months ago, I was feeling really subconscious about it, and I told my husband I didn't want him to look at me. Okay, obviously you know where we were. Okay, anyway.
Did his eyes roll? I bet his eyes rolled.
Yes, he did. His eyes rolled, and he goes, yeah. Becky, I want you to listen to me and keep this in your head forever. I'm like, okay, here it comes. I'm going to get yelled at, you know, because he doesn't like me putting myself down. Anyway,
good
he goes,
him.
He touched each one of my stretch marks, and he goes, each one of these lines shows that you are the mother to my children.
That is an evolved man.
And I have never looked at my stretch marks the same way since.
That was beautiful.
Hallelujah.
That was beautiful.
I mean, how many men can say that? I'm like, man, I love you.
And he loves
but,
you. And he loves
yes,
you. He does, it's
yes.
not about stretch marks. He loves you.
Exactly. So I just had to say that. Wow.
When we love and bless our business, it prospers. When we
mm-hmm.
bless and praise our family, our relationships flourish and become more harmonious. Hey, we even bless our plants and they grow more beautiful and prosper. That's
mm-hmm.
been proven.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. I love it.
So when we bless and praise and love our bodies, they will bless us in return with health and healing. Now, it's important that we understand that, you know, the old law of attraction thing, what we focus on is what we get. What we put our attention on is what we get. So we have to understand that we want to create something, a fit, healthy body, then that's where our attention needs to be. Not on losing anything, not on chipping away at anything, not at dieting. Full attention on fit, healthy body will create a fit, healthy body. And by the way, fit, healthy body, I mean, this has been proven, I think, the last decade or so, that a fit, healthy body does not need to be thin. Haven't they done studies, do either
yes.
of you know, studies that what would previously would be considered overweight, women can be fit and still have weight on them?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm an example of that. I come from Viking stock, and we are a little bit in the larger area. You
Viking,
know, those Vikings.
Vikings,
those,
that's a wow.
And so when I am at my prime, I don't wear a size 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I am feeling the very best, I'm wearing about a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's world, that is not considered small.
What? 10?
Yeah.
A size 10.
I think that's pretty normal. 10 is
right, a medium.
Models now that are size, you know, 16 and 18 that look beautiful. It's such an individual thing. We that's part of it. That's part of getting our subconscious to guide us, because we will know when we feel good and when our weight is right. We'll know it. We know that. And we cannot be like anybody else. We are all unique, and we have to abide by our own inner nature, our essence. We can't compare ourselves to anyone else.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really glad you brought that up. My mother was very tall, and, you know, they say big bone, and then you hear the comment, oh, I've never seen a fat skeleton. However, if you compare one skeleton to another, you will see different size.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was a very thin lady. You could not put your hand around her wrist and close the fingers.
Wow.
She was very, very large boned and very, very thin. And she actually wore a size 14, and her ribs protruded. And for me, she for a good portion of her life, she was underweight for herself, and she was not well because her stress level made, you know, just took the weight off of her, and she allowed herself to live in the stress level that was not healthy, which produced heart problems in a very thin lady.
Wow. We have learned so much in our, and we live in such a wonderful time, but look at all of the advances in nutrition, medical science and nutrition. There's really no excuse anymore for us to not be able to take care of ourselves. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be, it's lifestyle. It's awareness. It's all about awareness. And I don't think we need to deprive ourselves. I mean, I can go on these times when I don't know, for some reason, I want food. I happen to lift weights. I'm not a bodybuilder, but I'm not athletic, but I chose 20 years ago to lift weights to keep my body in shape. But sometimes I get really hungry, and for whatever reason, I need to eat. But what's so interesting is that even if I went through a pint of ice cream, and I say if you have to do it, sometimes you just have to do it. We're women. I mean, chocolate is our drug, right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
we need to do it. And what's so interesting is that the next day I'll have no appetite. My subconscious knows exactly where it wants to keep me. It will not let me go over a particular weight. I might fluctuate, you know, 5 pounds here or there, even 10. But it will always keep everything intact, and it'll even out. So I can even go and have a little, you know, sweet binge or something if I want and enjoy, because I know that my mind will compensate. It will. I won't be hungry the next day, or I'll just crave a little fruit. And that's what happens when we tap into our inner resources. It will guide us, and we don't have to be afraid of enjoying. I don't think we should deprive ourselves. You know, probably one of the best news things that have come out in recent years is the fact that chocolate is a health food. Dark chocolate, you know, is it Roizen on Oprah talks about it. It's considered a health food now. Now, we don't overdo it, but dark chocolate is healthy with the antioxidants.
And is it ever good?
And it's good. Well, yeah, to find out that something that we always thought was, you know, the forbidden, you know, food is healthy.
Love dark chocolate. The darker, the better. I don't like milk chocolate. I like the dark chocolate. I always have. And it's much more prevalent now.
So when you're creating your body, you can, you know, create and enjoy life, too. Just because you're not going to be concerned, you're not going to be, you know, let's think about the energy wasted. Let's think about the average woman, at least the average American woman, but I imagine in many countries. How much energy does a woman, especially women, I don't think men waste as much energy as we do on our bodies, but how much energy do you expend with worry to listeners, those are listeners who are interested in the subject, who would like to maybe take off some weight. How much energy do you expend with worry about weight and health?
Mm-hmm.
With focus on dieting, condemning and criticizing yourself, feeling guilt, blame, and shame, all having to do with your body and eating and weight. Now, all of that energy can be directed instead to living a more productive and fulfilling life. Just think of what you could be doing with your life if your body was no longer an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to take a moment to think about that. How much energy do we waste thinking about our bodies and our weight? How many times today have you said all that? Not when I say you, I'm just talking to whoever is out listening. They know who this is directed to. How many times today have you said aloud or to yourself, even casually, I can't lose the weight. I'll never lose this weight. I'll never get into these clothes. Right?
Yeah, that's a limit. Boy, is that limiting, isn't it?
Yeah, but how many times a day is the self-talk? Is it once in a while, once a month? Uh-uh. Many women, I think, it takes a great deal of their focus and time and energy. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to let all that go? And let your subconscious, your mind, your spirit, universal mind, mental and spiritual laws help you and bring you into alignment, so you can live your life and not be spending all this time on losing weight and dieting and worrying about what you're going to eat. Wouldn't it be nice if you had your own internal menu planner?
I love it.
Susan is one of her pictures are on the website. Great success story. She hit her all-time high after her second child. A little girl was born, and she couldn't get. She got the baby fat came off. Baby weight came off, but she could not get her weight down. Started at 178. And then her son was diagnosed with autism, and she spent three or four hours a day taking him to intervention therapies. No time for dieting, exercise. She lives in a small, they had moved to a small town in Florida, so it really was not the access, the luxury of gyms and health food stores where you can get advice, whatever. And she just really had, I think, had given up. And that's when I met her, and she took the I Create My Body program. And she admitted that she had just gone to comfort food when this was all going on in her life. She said the creamiest, the cheesiest, whatever it was, she went for. And she started the I Create My Body program, and the first thing that happened within days is she lost her cravings for all those unhealthy foods. Mm-hmm. Suddenly she just started craving salads and healthy foods again. She got her family back on the menu, the foods that they used to eat. And she had lost in that first month, by the fourth week, she lost 23 pounds, and she's been there for 11 months already. And
yeah,
she went down to 155.
She looks great.
Now she wants to do another 20. She decided she wants to take off another 15 or 20 pounds. But she looks beautiful. Yeah, she looks great. But see, it was not about dieting. It wasn't about willpower. It was about letting your natural mind take over, telling it what you want, focusing on what you want. That's where the techniques help you do that, you know, because it's not willpower. Kim, you're familiar with Dr. Kuwe, Emil Kuwe. I know
uh-huh.
that you and I both love his work. And to the listeners, you may not know that name, Dr. Emil Kuwe, but you know what he gave us. He gave us something very important. He was a French psychologist and pharmacist in the early 1900s. Who opened a clinic, and he had a method of healing, of self-improvement based on autosuggestion. And he's often considered the father of the New Thought movement. Mm-hmm. Emil Kuwe gave us this. You've all heard it. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Or day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And he came to America, and all of the great gurus here in America adopted his technique, and we all know that saying. So his method is called Kuweism, or the Kuwe method. He taught us something very, very important. Well, there are two things that stand out, but he taught us that when the will and the imagination are in conflict, the imagination always wins.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have the will to lose weight, and we try to do it with willpower, or to get in shape with willpower, the imagination sees us as overweight, sees the body and criticizes the body.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen? If his exact saying was, when the imagination and willpower are in conflict, are antagonistic, it is always the imagination which wins without any exception. So it's what we're seeing ourselves as, that's going to be our outcome, no matter how much we try to use our willpower to do something. So we must deal with the imagination, which is the subconscious.
And
if it dominates the will, that's where we have to work. If we try to control our actions, the use of our will fail, unless it happens to be in agreement with our imagination. That's where we went back to the marriage of the conscious and the subconscious. So if we can control our thoughts, our imagination on a deeper level, we can control our actions.
Okay, well, Maren, we're coming up on 6 minutes left, and we got a couple announcements to do. Before
okay.
you go, I'd like you to go ahead and give your URL for your program for those listeners who are interested in following up with you or getting more information about your I Create My Body program.
Okay, the URL for the basic audio program on the website is simply www.feelfreetoprosper.com/icreatemybody.html. So if you remember, feelfreetoprosper.com, or if you just go to the products page on the website, you'll see the programs. So it's feelfreetoprosper.com/icreatemybody.html. There is the live teleclass coming up on May 6th, and mm-hmm. that URL would be icreatemybody-live. prosper.html. But again, if you just go to the feelfreetoprosper.com website and go click on products, you'll see both programs there.
Well,
thank
I want to thank you so much for coming on, Marilyn. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Kim and Rebecca. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and go, if I can find my window I just had open, to go ahead and talk about what, there it is, about what's coming up. Tomorrow we have Richard Blackstone on, and he's the author of Nuts and Bolts Spirituality. Richard believes in three principles. One, love is who we are. Two, we are all one. And three, we are all here to create the lives of our intentions and desires. And then he likes to call it create one love. Now, on Thursday, we have Tanya Ramsey with us from Journey to Self. She's another radio host here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are all three going to talk about trash talk, about how to get rid of the trash talk in your life, about your body, about things that are bugging you. And before we go, I have to give Kim a minute. Kim, you've got a wonderful class that I've been participating in for over a year and a half now. And your next class starts, it's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, actually the spring session starts tomorrow evening. And I was led to create a class where if you purchase the Master Manifesting Package, you get to come to class for the rest of the time that I ever produce this class.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a one-time cost, and you can take advantage of it for as long as you would like, whether it's a year or whether you just want to come back for a refresher, a booster, however that looks. So that's really, really exciting.
What's the class about? I know that we've talked many times about laws of attraction, but I would rather you promote it a little bit here because you're more eloquent with words than I am.
Well, right now I just am choking, so hang on a sec.
No problem.
I just got all choked up, I guess.
I threw another curveball at you like I love to do.
Well, it's not that. I just swallowed wrong.
Oh.
So, Rebecca, I'm going to let you go ahead because I'm actually
okay.
Choking.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and describe it, and I'll tell everybody where to go, hon, okay? All right, everybody, real quick, Kim's website is prosperitymind-set.com. Kim is an awesome speaker and teacher about the laws of attraction. Those who've been listening to Hillary Self Talk Radio know that I highly recommend going to Kim when you're just learning the laws of prosperity. She's a great coach. She's there with you step by step. The whole class, everybody, is like a family. If you're looking to learn how to make changes in your life, Kim's class is awesome. Tomorrow night there is a class. If you'd like more information about that class, why don't you give me an email at rebecca@healyourselftalk.com, and I will get with Kim and get you the information, and you can go to her website. Sorry, we're coming down to 2 minutes, so now I'm talking fast. Her website is www.prosperitymind-set.com, and all the information on her classes are on her coaching page. And as far also to go to Maryland, you would go to www.feelfreetoprosper.com/icreatemybody.html. And in hopefully 24 hours, you can get on to Heal Yourself Talk Radio. Once our bandwidth has increased, you can go to www.healyourselftalk.com. If you have any questions about the show for either Kim and I, you can email me at rebecca@healyourselftalk.com or Kim. Oh, maybe you can't. Wait 24 hours. Let's do this. Email me at rwhitenhcd@bex.net. That's my personal email if you have any questions in the next 24 hours before the site goes back up. Again, thank you all for coming and listening to Heal Yourself Talk Radio. Thank you, Marilyn, for coming on, and thank you, Kim, for taking time out and coming on as a host. I love having Kim on with us. And tomorrow we'll have Richard Blackstone on. Be sure to come on over and come back on Thursday because I know Thursday we're going to have a great time with Tanya from Journey to Self talking about trash talk and letting it go. As always with Heal Yourself Talk Radio, we believe that if you desire it, you believe it, and you accept it, you will receive it. Everyone have a great day, and we'll see you all back tomorrow. Bye now.